Welcome to our service for Remembrance Sunday. We are very sorry not to be able to meet together this year because of the COVID restrictions. Usually there'd be a service in Newquay Memorial Hall and two or three other services this day with remembrance across our parishes, with a similar number of different roles of the fallen in each case. Rather than attempt to amalgamate all the different roles, I've omitted them from this online service, so that we will remember the fallen without the lists of names. But as we do so, it is important to remember that we are remembering the sacrifice of our servicemen and women in all the conflicts from the First World War to the present day, including those who served in the Mercantile Marine and the Merchant Navy. We begin our service with the hymn, "O God, Our Help in Ages Past," sung partly in English and partly in Welsh. I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this, blessed are the dead who from now on die in the Lord. Even so, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labours, for they take with them the record of their deeds." Let us pray the prayer our Saviour taught us, in the language of our choice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In tad, at hwnnwyd yn y Sanctaeddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, can eis eitho ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen. The Memorial of the Fallen. Remember, O Lord, all those brave and true who died honourably and are departed in the hope of the resurrection to eternal life. We remember especially the men and women of our sea, land and air forces, of the Mercantile Marine and Merchant Navy, and most especially those from Newquay, Llangrannog, and our local villages. In that place of light, from which sorrow and mourning are far banished, give them rest, O Lord, lover of all, for your Son Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Give them eternal rest, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Ni aint heddi aint hwy fel ni a dawed. Ni ddwgoedd iddyn thydded na'r blynyddoedd gosfan mwy. Pan helen hael i lawr ac y wawr y bore, ni aint cofio'n hwy.
Thank you.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we give our today. Panach edrych ôl, soniwch wrthynt amdano a dweud, er mwyn eich afori chi fe roso mae'n heddiw ni.
Darlleniad o Efengyl Ioan, penod 15. Fel y mae'r tad wedi fy ngharu i ar wyfynnau wedi eich caru chi, arhoswch yn fy nghariad i. Os cadwch fy ngorchmynion fe arhoswch yn fy nghariad, yn union fel yr wyf fi wedi cadw gorchmynion fy nhad, ac yr wyf yn aros yn ei gariad ef. Yr wyf wedi dweud hyn wrth eich er mwyn i'm llawenydd i fod ynoch ac i'ch llawenydd chi fod yn gyflawn. Dyma fy ngorchymyn i. Carwch eich gilydd fel y cerais i chi. Nid oes gan neb gariad mwy na hyn, sef fod dyn yn rhoi ei einioes dros ei gyfeillion. Dyma air yr arglwydd. Diolch i ti o Dduw.
That I speak, and the meditations of all our hearts, be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. We had quite big plans with the celebration of VE Day this year, the 75th anniversary. We weren't able to fulfil them. I don't think we ever dreamed, as we set them aside, that we would be in the same position on Remembrance Sunday. But here we are, locked out of our churches and memorial halls again. Remembrance of those early years after the war, after VE Day, is bittersweet for me this year, with the death of my father. We think of those years, the late 40s and 50s, as a time of austerity, but they were golden years for my parents. They lived on the west side of Birmingham, and the most memorable times of their courtship in the late 40s were spent on what the poet A.E. Housman calls the Blue Remembered Hills of Shropshire, so evocatively named, the Long Mynd and the Wrekin, the Clee and Wenlock Edge. When, 40 years later, Dad wanted to remember Mum at her funeral, he chose a poem which evoked his memory of that time. Breathless, we flung us on the windy hill, laughed in the sun and kissed the lovely grass. You said, through glory and ecstasy we pass. Wind, sun and earth remain. The birds sing still. When we are old. And when we die, all's over that is ours, and life burns on through other lovers, other lips, said I. Heart of my heart, our heaven is now, is one. We are Earth's best that learnt her lesson here. Life is our cry. We have kept the faith, we said. We shall go down with unreluctant tread, rose-crowned into the darkness. Proud we were, and laughed, that had such brave true things to say. And then you suddenly cried and turned away. The poet is Rupert Brooke. Brooke was a favourite poet of Dad's, and like Wilfred Owen and others, he was one of the generation of young poets who were lost in the First World War. He was not killed in action, but died of an infection while on active service on the way to Gallipoli. Like Owen, his poetic reputation has become inseparable from his service in the war. He's best remembered for one poem, The Soldier. If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall be in that rich earth a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam, a body of England's, breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by sons of home. And think this heart, all evil shed away, a pulse in the eternal mind, no less gives somewhere back the thoughts by England given, her sights and sounds, dreams happy as her day, and laughter learnt of friends and gentleness, in hearts at peace, under an English heaven. This rather romantic view of England, and indeed of England's call to arms, was not entirely shared in Wales. The suspicion that the First World War was essentially an English war was particularly strong among nonconformists, amongst whom, of course, it went alongside a rejection of Anglicanism. The Church in Wales had only recently, in 1910, ceased to be the established Church in Wales, in the wake of the great revivals in nonconformity in the first years of the 20th century. The Blue Remembered Hills of Shropshire are really the eastern edge of the Cambrian Mountains, as Welsh names like Long Mynd make clear. Not far away, in the hills of North Wales, another poet was working as a shepherd on his family farm. His name was Ellis Humphrey Evans, but he's better known by his bardic name, Hedd Wyn, which means blessed peace in Welsh. Evans initially refused to sign up for the war. The Anglican establishment was calling on young men to do their duty for God and country, but Wyn refused this dangerous combination. Why must I live in this grim age, he writes in his poem War, when to a far horizon God has ebbed away, and man with rage now wields the sceptre and the rod. For him, war was an offence in the sight of God. But he joined up, apparently taking the place of his younger brother in the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. In France, Private Evans composed his final poem, Rarur, the Hero. The poem does not directly suggest, however, that either Evans himself or any soldier around him is a hero. Rather, it is a mystical composition, reflecting on the different elements which go to make up goodness. Evans had taken his bardic name from the idea of peace. The softer virtues of peace, gentleness, mercy, and compassion seem to be embodied in the poem's female protagonist, Merch y Driconoid, Driconoid, whereas the male protagonist, the eponymous hero, embodies the virtues of courage, honesty, truth, and faithfulness. Haethwyn sent the poem back from France, where it won the coveted Bard's Chair at the National Eisteddfod. The Prime Minister, David Lloyd George, was in attendance. As the trumpet sounded, they called on the winning poet to reveal himself. And after three such attempts, the Archdruid stepped forward and gave the grim news that Evans had been killed in action 6 weeks before at Passchendaele. The empty chair was draped in a black sheet, and to this day, that Eisteddfod is remembered as the Eisteddfod of the Black Chair. There can be no doubt that Haethwyn did not remotely share Rupert Brooke's romantic view of the war in which both men enlisted. The First World War, all war, was to him an abomination, in which a hate-filled humanity arrogated to itself the power of life and death which belongs only to Almighty God. But he understood also that in the conduct of war, some of the best virtues of humanity could still be displayed. Self-sacrifice, courage, faithfulness, and sometimes a kind of mercy. He embodied those virtues in the person of Rarur, the hero, as he marched with his comrades towards Passchendaele. We commemorate the heroism of all the fallen today. Amen.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Lord, help us never forget those who gave their lives that we might live. Let us remember with gratitude and thankfulness their sacrifice. We pray that the lessons of the past so harshly learnt will guide our leaders today, so that the horrors of two world wars and subsequent conflicts will not act as a deterrent, will act as a deterrent to starting wars again. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict, and ask that God may give us peace for the service men and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace. God give peace. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss, may God give peace. God give peace. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return, may God give peace. God give peace. God of justice and peace, we pray for those who have been injured or disabled through war, for those who have lost homes and security through conflict, for those who have lost loved relatives in war, for those who face danger and take risks for peace, for all those, especially children, caught up in current conflicts, for refugees and all those in need of aid and other help. God of encouragement and Saviour of the despairing, comfort those who remember past sacrifices and guide us in building a just and peaceful community for all. May God give peace. God give peace. History can inspire or trap. Walls can protect or divide. Words can encourage or inflame. Power can free or destroy. Touch can comfort or violate. Peace can be shared or withheld. Gracious God, on this day, when we remember past and present conflicts, we pray for all the divided peoples of the world, that leaders, governments, and each one of us may use our resources, our opportunities and our lives in the service of reconciliation, for the sake of future generations, and to the glory of your name. May God give peace. God give peace. As one family, we reflect today on the horrors of the past that continue to haunt humanity and darken our world. Lord, where pain still overwhelms, bring healing. Where hearts are still breaking, bring comfort. Where peoples are still oppressed, bring liberation. Where communities are still victimized, bring justice. Where children are still brutalized, bring compassion. Where lives are still crushed, bring hope. Where evil is perpetrated, bring repentance. Where war still devastates, bring peace. But most of all, wherever a single voice cries out in the darkness, bring us to one another. In the name of the love you bear in your heart for all people, all nations and all creation, may God give peace. God give peace. Lord, the world you created is in torment with wars, racism, hatred and persecution. We pray with all our souls for your Son, our Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ, to bring healing to this broken world. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Fast was the eventide.
May the love of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home, rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.
It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you, the Lucifer, the light your fag, smile, boys, that's a star. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. It's a long evolutive that'll write your fag. Small voice, that's the star.